Good morning at 9 minutes before the hour, 9 minutes before Patrick Madrid at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Morning Air with Father James Kubicki, who is our Relevant Radio contributor with his daily prayer reflections and the director of the St. Francis Mission on the Rosebud Reservation in western South Dakota. And if you're in the ecclesiastical provinces of Boston, Hartford, New York, Newark, Omaha, Philadelphia, today you celebrate the Ascension of the Lord. For all of the other provinces, all the other dioceses, it's going to come on Sunday, June 2nd. And we're talking about this, something that you mentioned a few moments ago that we'd like to go back into, because it seems to be a recurring theme of trust this week, Father Kubicki. As you were talking about what Pope Francis said about the Ascension and how it is this consoling reality in our journey with Christ, and as Christ opened up the path to us, if we entrust our life to him. And that's what Francis said, if we entrust our life to him. And we've had a lot of questions about trust and what ultimate trust is, and to just turn everything over to Jesus, to turn everything over to God. That's tough for us because we're control freaks.
That's definitely true, you know, and that's one of the effects of original sin. If you think of how it's described in the scriptures, our ancestral parents, Adam and Eve, that they didn't trust God. They thought God hadn't told them the whole story, or that God was holding back on them. And so they thought it would be better to get control, be like gods and in control and decide for themselves what's right and what's wrong. And we know what's the sad history that followed from their trying to get control. And so I think, you know, one of the effects of original sin, what we call concupiscence, is not just disordered desire, but that lack of trust and trying to be gods and in control. And trust, you know, I often say it's a virtue, it's a spiritual muscle, that the only way it develops and stays healthy is through exercise. But we don't like to exercise. We would rather just, okay, the trust is right there. We never get worried or anxious again. We just feel totally at peace. It doesn't work like that. What happens is God gives us opportunities in our lives to exercise trust, to be in those situations where we're not in control, where we have to let go and exercise that spiritual muscle of trust. And in that way, it grows, develops, and stays healthy in our lives.
Father Kubicki, just thinking about the differing celebrations of Ascension in certain dioceses on Thursday and others, and most of the church in the U.S. anyway, on Sunday, does that point out really the power of different dioceses, not as in a power struggle, but that the local church means any given diocese or archdiocese, and that is the point at which technically lots of decision power resides?
That's true. You know, where the archbishop is the chief shepherd of his diocese. And so there's, especially Pope Francis is emphasizing the collegial nature, you know, that it's not one size fits all in all the dioceses. And so, as we said, some dioceses want to give, they believe that by transferring the feast to Sunday, when all the faithful are obligated and it's an easier, maybe part of their schedule to go to Mass on Sunday than it is during the week, that this gives greater emphasis to the Ascension. And others feel that, no, traditionally Ascension was on a Thursday, we should keep it on Thursday, and by making it a holy day of obligation, that gives it a greater attention. So, you know, you're right. I think there's some discussion and debate about that, and but it shows that each diocese has a certain leeway and freedom to make these decisions about liturgical celebrations. And it's a reminder that we are a universal church, but also a local church. And that we need to pray both for the church throughout the world, but also keep in mind, you know, the diocese to which we belong.
If you're just turning the radio on, in our conversation with Father James Kubicki, being in western South Dakota and specifically on the Rosebud Reservation at the St. Francis Mission, it's right on the border with Nebraska. And of course, Ascension Thursday is celebrated in Nebraska. So he will go across the state line, a short drive to Valentine, Nebraska, and celebrate Mass today on Ascension Thursday. What will you preach? How will you preach?
Well, I have the two things in mind. You know, usually, again, one Mass I'll have will be at 12:15, so I'm sure it's people on their lunch hour, and then the others will be in the evening, and so at the end of the day. So I'm going to be very brief, but I want to speak about what we said earlier in the show, that, you know, the Ascension is not Jesus abandoning us, but blazing a trail for us to follow, and he stays connected to us through the sacraments. And so I want to use that image that Pope Francis gave us of a mountain climber who keeps us roped to himself, and he has reached the summit, and he's pulling us up after him through this connection that we have in the sacraments. So that's basically what I'm going to be talking about.
So you're going to be like those two angels that stood next to the apostles and telling them, okay, you've gotten this rope, now go out and share this rope with someone else, because that's the mission now. It's like, I'm leaving you, but you know what to do. Go and share this.
That's right. And I think that, you know, again, that's so important. You know, we want to keep our eyes on the prize. We want to keep our eyes on our goal, our destination. I always say, you know, if you have a GPS in your car or on your phone, it's important to know your destination so you can plug it in there and get the best route. Well, we've got the destination. Heaven is our goal in life, and Jesus has shown us the way, and the sacraments keep us connected with him. So it's important to have our goal in mind, but then not to be distracted. We have to go about the business of living our faith in our daily life in order to stay connected and follow the path that Jesus has given us.
I suppose if you put those, if you put those angels in a 2019 scenario, he would say, men of Galilee, why are you looking down at your smartphones? Right? Well, yes. And you stop to think about it is, you know, okay, they were looking up, we look down, and we miss a lot of what God is putting right in front of us.
Absolutely. Yeah, and there's a lot of debate about that now, you know, about how much time is spent on devices, smartphones, computers, you know, and the importance of not being so totally distracted. You know, I used to live on the Marquette University campus in Milwaukee, and you'd see students crossing the street looking at their devices and endangering themselves in so many ways. Well, you know, if we take that a little further and say, if we are so connected, want to stay connected with Facebook and all social media, that it distracts us from our true goal and our journey through life, then we're at risk of losing our way through life.
Or to use social media as an evangelization tool. And it's interesting, the times that we have used social media as an evangelization tool, you get a lot of comments, and you have an opportunity to really evangelize. I know the few times that I've done it on my personal Facebook page, you'll get the comments from saying, oh, I used to be Catholic. And then, you know, you have the conversation with them, you know, in a private message. Well, no, you still are Catholic. So it's really interesting when we do share our faith in a very public way, how it can touch another soul.
That's right. And, you know, radio, the traditional media, and social media all give us that opportunity. It's a question of using it in a discerning fashion, using it for God's glory, rather than simply out of curiosity.
Absolutely. And it can be. Try that out today. That'll be our holy homework. Just try it out today. Put something about your faith. Tweet it out or put it on your Facebook page, and we'd be curious to find out what kind of reaction you'll get. It'll be a surprising reaction and a great way for you to evangelize and share your faith. Father James Kubicki is a Jesuit priest, our Relevant Radio contributor with his daily prayer reflections, and the director of the St. Francis Mission on the Rosebud Reservation in western South Dakota. Father Kubicki, thank you as always.
You're welcome. God bless.
Patrick Madrid coming up next, now at a minute before the hour on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.